back. At long last, episode 30 of Steam, Steel, and Murder is here. Back with the usual cast, along with a new player that joined us last game. Tonight, the players sit at Famous D's and discuss strategy for a while. This was a fun session, though, and we hope you enjoy it as well. Episode 30, Part 1.
My fellow Metropolitans, we are being of problems. My fellow Americans, my fellow peoples of Americans.
All right, I put the link to the dice roller up in the chat. We'll just use the web-based one for tonight.
My fellows, my computer is deciding to lag. Please tell me we're not going the whole 5 months without me having discovered anything, Bert.
Not a thing! No, we'll talk about that here at the beginning.
But I don't want them to know anything. You know how much detailed information I was gathering over this long, ridiculous amount of time?
Except it hasn't really been that long of a time since we first did it. It's been less than a month for your character.
Yes, but I have lots of feelers, and I should be getting at least a general idea. I mean, you can, with a small enough, with a not so large group, get a general idea of people's feelings. That's what the whole,
I thought you were asking about something else. You had some other feelers you had out there that just are taking longer because the person is very well hidden.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that one I didn't. That feeler wasn't going to be much. That's not the one I'm concerned about. That feeler, everyone else can deal with, for all I care. I'd rather spend all 6 of my 7 points on the other issues, so I can work on the election.
I'm becoming ruler of the world. Don't forget that.
No, apparently doing that is going to be harder than I thought, unless I somehow decide to create a new somehow convince everyone to create a new constitution. Hey, we can create a constitutional convention.
Oh, starting early, I think. Can I ask how long it's going to be so I can spend the points?
1 month.
Okay. So, yeah, I can spend all... Actually, what's the limitation for after you've exceeded a certain number of points? I believe the...
Okay, with 1 month, you don't have to worry.
All right, fine. Fair enough.
Okay, I just wrote Steam, Stake, and Murder in the first one. Stake, Death. ... Time to move on.
Yeah, John, it's you can increase one skill per week per point of discipline that you have.
Right.
Plus one over discipline.
Plus one over, yes.
Okay, so... And with a month going by, that's enough time to do a lot.
Yeah, that'll get rid of all my points.
Nope. Hey, did you see the new specialization, Bert, of my scholarship since I got it to 4?
No. What'd you pick?
Military strategy.
You've been hitting the books in the last month, I take it.
I've been hitting the books. I've gotten greater resources, money to burn.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've become, I increased so many different skills.
I'm going to take my resources up.
I think I'm at the point where I need to create another average skill so I can go up again.
Yeah.
Just a word of warning. Apparently, during yesterday's game, my Skype session started giving a lot of feedback to other people. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell that it was happening. I don't know what caused it. I don't know why it stopped. So if it happens, just let me know and I'll mute myself and hopefully it'll go away.
Sure. You sound pretty good right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently, just started giving static feedback or something.
Yeah.
Some of the other actual play podcasts I've been listening to have been having a lot of problems with Skype lately, too. You might, we'll see how it goes. I mean, we might end up trying out one of the different other types that are out there. We'll see.
So that's 2 points gone. I'm getting my resources up.
So, Nick, with your problems on... what was it that you're using for your notepad program again?
Tomboy.
Yeah, I've got another one for you to try out that I've been using for the last few sessions now.
Okay. I'd appreciate that because Tomboy has died and taken all my notes and plans. And
well, as long as it hasn't deleted it, it saves all your notes as RTF files. If you can find the directory, that's all still there as RTFs.
Yeah, I just gotta have had a, you know, an hour or 10 minutes where I can find it. I just haven't had that lately.
All right. So, well, I am going to plug Zim, the desktop wiki. There's the Addy for it. I'm running it on Linux, but it's good for Mac and PC as well.
Form. I'm going to boost my perform up. I could technically take my perform up 4 ranks and bring it up to a plus 5, but I'm not sure if that's really... No.
Four weeks. Yeah, we're going with that. It's 4 full weeks for the month.
Right. Are we creating the group?
We'll talk about that here at the beginning. So there wasn't a lot of discussion about it on the boards. And we don't have to have it all hammered out. But there are a couple of things that I have kind of a firm idea for. And the rest can come you know, as the plot demands, I guess.
Yeah.
But seeing as you know what's been going on with my attempts to contact people, what would you say my contact skill would go up to, if at all?
What are you currently at?
2.
I certainly think you can rationalize 1 or 2 more levels out of contacts. You've been working it a lot lately, especially with all your letter writing that you've been getting your contacts.
Maybe it's going to eventually pay off.
Yes.
Hey, Bert, is there any way I can... any way I can pretty much convince you to give us 3 points for this session so I can finally raise my alchemy again?
You will get to the end of the session.
Because I always go up by... I always spend 1 point on a skill because I need to just so I can get all my skills up there. Mm. And I don't want to spend 2... I like to keep my refresh around 6 or 7. And unless I get 2 points, I can't get... You know, I need 2 more points to get up to so I can get my 10 plus
the inevitable begging for experience points. It was bound to happen.
Hey, I want to be more alchemical. You know, it's going to take me forever to get that skill up. It's going to take me longer to get that skill than it is going to take me to get.
Enough of your whining. We'll see. We'll see.
But I like cheese.
Oh, dear.
It gets worse every week. Every week.
What, you don't like cheese with your wine?
Okay, let's see. No, I'm gonna...
Do we have to have a good reason for picking up a skill at average?
No, not at all. I mean, really, the skills kind of ebb and flow. Like, between sessions, this has not been used by you guys very often, but do remember that you can rearrange your skills as you want. And what it represents really is there's skills that you've allowed to atrophy, so they've gotten worse while other skills get better. And picking something up to average just means it's something that you haven't used in a while, and you've just started kind of, you know, getting in contact with that again. So, no, you really don't have to have a reason why a skill just suddenly pops there. It's just assumed that you've always had some skill at it and you've been practicing.
I need a new skill then.
Because, I mean, realistically, everyone has every skill at level 0.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I've just added 3 new skills.
And that really?
One. Yeah. You just make skills up, mate. I've made up gambling, craft
clothing. Oh, no. I'm just wondering if 3 games have gone by.
4 weeks.
It's 1 point per week. That's for 1 point people. Per week. No.
Yes, that's how much... 1 point per week for us.
Actually, it says 1 per game session.
I think we've had an amendment on that, and since you don't visit the forums much, yes, it is 1 per week.
Oh, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because exactly. as he's pointed out in one of the postings is a game session could actually span, you know, a month while in one game session. So yes, we made that amendment.
For me, it was always the fact that we have so many sessions concentrated in like 2 days.
Yes.
So that I always figured, I get more points that way. It's just I can't increase the skills until later based off my discipline.
No, discipline doesn't count.
I can't raise.
1 point per week, that's it.
I'll play that next time because I don't know how many skills I raised. I'm pretty sure I raised.
Handling is the other one I picked up.
I
need like to invent another 15 skills or something just so I can build my pyramid so I can get a skill to legendary.
Yeah, I have. I've been working on just getting craft skills. Craft this, craft that.
Craft.
Okay.
Perform's another one you may want to pick up a fair bit of too.
Yeah, that would fit really well for Bishop. Perform skills.
Yeah.
Let's something like oratory, you know, something that would sway a crowd would be really nice.
I always use presence, voice of authority.
And you can use that. It's just easier if you have a skill that's specific to what you're wanting to do it. It's actually much easier to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I can use something else for gambling, but I've got the gambling skill, so, you know.
Jesse, and just to keep you up with what we're talking about, the skills that are listed on the wiki are the general skills that everyone has access to, but you're always free to create a new skill as a write-in skill, as long as it seems to be something that's either more specialized or maybe it covers an area that other skills are only generic at. Like, there's scholarship covers a wide range of things, which is fine. That is the general skill for anything that is knowledge-based. But if you wanted to create a skill more specific, like, you know, astrophysics or whatever, you're welcome to do that. And it makes the role easier if you have a skill that is that specific.
Gotcha. Right.
Luckily for me, if I remember right, specializations also act as that, as a nice little way of acting as if you had a specialization in that.
And specialization. Stunts can do that as well.
Stunts can do it as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You roll some other skill in lieu of something else.
Mm-hmm.
Not for always precisely the same thing, but
like
I've got the skill con man, which lets me use deceit instead of empathy to read people, but I'm reading people from a deceit point of view, not from a general empathy point of view, so I might not pick up the same things as an empathy person would.
Okay, yep. Got it.
Also, Bert, as I kind of did on the forum, I learned another language.
My swordsmanship has gone up now, so I need. I'm going to take a new investigation skill, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not investigation skill. I've boosted it up to 4. I believe that's enough for a specialization.
Yes.
It's going to take investigation dirty dealings. It was originally going to be something archaeology-based, but then I realized I haven't been doing much of that, so.
I need to think of other languages to pick up.
I can pick up one more language now, since I have a scholarship of 4, but I never figured out how I had a good reason to learn another language.
I'm waiting for the person to pick up, like, Navajo or something, since you're in the Americas.
I could do that. You know, we've had 4 weeks. I could pick up that. I haven't really come across it yet, though, so I'm not going to put down unless I have a reason to think, unless I've been exposed and sort of realize it's out there.
What's another country in the European bloc that I might have picked up? I've already got German, French, and Italian.
Polish,
Spanish, Russian, Greek. Greek you've been exposed to. Russian you've been exposed to.
I know my character's picking up the major countries first, so I was trying to figure out what would be next.
Italian?
Which one's I have Italian. Yeah. I have French, Spanish. German, and Italian.
Spanish would be very useful. Latin.
How powerful are the Spanish in this world?
I think we had decided that they're one of the... let's see if I can pull up notes for that. But they're not insignificant by any means, but they are not one of the big powers.
Okay, then we'll say I also took lessons on Spanish.
I mean,
we need to have a party language, remember?
I wasn't sure. Would Latin actually be very useful, seeing as a lot of languages are based off it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, Latin? Yeah, actually, I need to know that because my character... Oh, God. Yeah, that goes with my character plan.
Okay.
Gotta learn Latin.
Done.
I probably hung out with you guys to learn Latin. That way we can eventually...
You'll be stealing books from the guy's private library.
Latin because medical basis, that's why.
Legal basis for my character.
Yeah. If you're going to do anything like that, especially before the English really pervades the culture, you're pretty much talking Latin for anything really decent.
Yeah. This is funny. So our party language is going to be Latin. Got it.
It should be sign language.
Yeah, you can invent your own battle speech.
Yeah, we could actually create a language that says party language. Sign language.
Everyone needs to learn Esperanto.
We could call it PC sign language. Language of the important people.
That's you probably refer to it as a cant more than
yeah.
Something like that.
PC cant?
Yeah, basically. But that does mean that when a PC turns rogue and turns to the dark side, you're screwed.
Although bringing it
that
up,
will never accent, happen.
Knowing sign language is a perfectly acceptable language to pick up. At this time, I believe there is more than one dialect of sign language, however.
Yes, so I need to specify which type.
Yeah, well, we could all learn... We could make our own cant, and then we could all become thieves, and we call it Thieves' Cant.
I will kill you one of these days.
So what sign language options are there?
Butchery of the English language.
Hey, Jameis, how's the donations for sending someone to punch me or something like that?
I haven't set up a fundable or anything.
It'll take forever until it's finally done.
All right, hold on. Let's find out sign language. Let's see what Wikipedia has to say about when they were invented.
So I've picked up one, but I need to know which one I've picked up.
Yep.
What have I likely to been exposed to in Metapol?
I think there were two in England at the time. Hold on a second.
I can speak a dead language. Yay.
A dead language, which apparently everyone still speaks.
If you want a dead language, pick up Linear A or something.
No, I'm choosing Latin because Latin makes sense. It's a dead language a lot of people know.
I speak in runic.
Yes, you speak ancient Scandinavian. I don't know, we all learn Gaelic.
Well, we got something else like Polynesia, Maori, Samoan, or something like that, because no one in Metapol probably doesn't even aware of it yet. We speak a language.
Chinese. China's not important. Let's all learn Chinese.
Mandarin or Cantonese. I picked up both.
Oh, God damn it. I forgot about
that. You can't just say Chinese. You have to be specific Chinese dialect.
I know, because Chinese...
Likely you're going to have learned British Sign Language, because, of course, ASL or American Sign Language doesn't exist yet.
Yeah.
Let's invent it.
Can't pick up Japanese yet, because we haven't come across it.
Can I ask someone to check my skills to make sure I haven't messed up somewhere else in this?
So, we were going to learn how to create a group.
Yeah. Let me get one thing out of the way here. I'm going to read off an email. And I think this is your friend, John. The other John. I guess he goes by Josh. He says, "Hey, I've recently been discovering how many podcasts people I game with have been on. And SSM is without a doubt the best. Hurrah. If you do release SSM as a setting, would you release it pre or post Tesla's death? One of the best podcasts out there. Keep it up. I recommend begin listening to episode 13. That's where I began, then listening to all from the beginning." And signed Josh with the caption, "John knows who I am."
Yes, I do.
So there's another recommendation for an episode to jump in on, episode 13.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. He's doing it to joke with people. Don't.
That is the debut of
give it.
Mr. Hundegaard.
I started from episode 1. Call me boring, but
I started from episode 1 too.
No, when did you start listening to it?
I did it.
Yeah.
I've listened to a few episodes I haven't been in, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love that little crackle then.
And as far as the setting, it's, as I've said before, I am actually am writing all of this up and going to release it as a PDF at some point. I'm not going to have it tied closely into our specific game. I will give examples from our game as to how things were done. So whether it will be pre or post Tesla's death is kind of inconsequential, because there may not even be a Tesla in any given person's game. But yes, there is that.
Okay. Oh.
All right. Okay. And Nick, yeah, we started a thread on the public forums. If you guys haven't been taking a look there, do so if you're interested in getting your input on how the game is run and what rule systems we use and just generally talking about the game. The Obsidian Portals forum site is pretty miserable at doing this. So I put up a public forum that uses a better system for this. And so the last thread that we put up was creating groups. I put down some of my ideas. Jesse, I believe you've chimed in on a few as well. And, of course, Jameis has been the primary person I've been bouncing thoughts off of back and forth.
I also posed a couple of questions. That's
true. Mostly the not liking the women's movement for the ethical castration of Daniel Bishop as an example group. Yes. Okay. So nothing's been really hammered out in the rules, but I do have three things that I'm firm about, but could be talked out of if enough people either give me a better way to do it or a reason as to why these three things should not exist. Number one being, I do want it to cost a fate point to bring a group into existence, simply because this is the economy of the system, and everything else that you bring into being in the system costs a fate point. Whether that be you suddenly have a hair tie on that you could use to pick a lock that you don't have actually stated on your sheet, you simply say, here's a fate point, I have this. This falls along that same way. For a fate point, you bring something into existence, including a group. The next thing that I want is that any group that you create does not give you any type of connection to that group. You've simply made it come into existence, and that is it. If you wish to be part of the group, you need to pick up an aspect saying that you are part of this group in whatever fashion you wish. To say that you are the president of the Women for the Ethical Castration of Daniel Bishop, for instance, if you want to take something as your aspect, yes, you can do that. However, the reason I want you to take it as an aspect is because it's not a one-way street. I may often, especially with something that says you are the president or the owner or whatever of a group, will use that against you. I will use that as a call. Because now this is something that's going to be taking up your time. So I'm going to very often tap that aspect as a negative aspect against you. Be careful what you choose as an aspect to link yourself to the group. Generally, the more power you give yourself, the more I'm going to use it against you. Those are the two main things. The third main thing, I don't believe that it makes much sense to have the group stay to the same skill structure as a character does, simply because a group skills are the synthesis of all the people in the group, right? In other words, if they have stealth rating 4, it's because a member or some members have a stealth rating at 4. So, yes, I'm thinking that I don't want a group doesn't have to stick to the same column or pyramid structure of skill buying. They are still limited in that they cannot start a group with a skill above level 4, so you can't start a group with a legendary skill off the bat, okay? They can get it in play and in use, but I don't want one to start that high. So 25 points is what you have to start your buy and your purchase of your skills. They get aspects, they get fate points as well. If you want to give a group a stunt, okay, you can do it, but that stunt has to be tied to a particular individual in the group. So you might say, give give Group A the stunt that does this thing, and it's because Mr. Mardini is a part of the group, and then you explicitly have named this person, which means, you know, if Mr. Mardini is ever taken out, so goes the stunt.
Is that what they meant by resources? Because I wasn't quite following what the resourcing thing was.
Yes. Those are the resources are the people that make up the group. So like the group can have its own skills that aren't tied to specific people, although it's understood that they're getting the skills from the pool of people that are there. But any specific stunt is due to a specific member that's, you know, that the group has is taking that stunt from.
Okay, so we're not going to go with the rules that you had listed in the thread with the influence.
Oh, no, we can. That was what I put down for people to discuss. And what I've just told you are kind of the things that I'm firm on, and everything else is open to debate. But the rules that I set in that thread are kind of – I took it from the Strands of Fate book.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why I hadn't commented on this was because I really liked the rules that you had listed on there on the website, particularly with the base 10 points. And I really liked the physical, mental, social skills. That seemed to me to be superior than doing 25 point buy, you know, with the R type of skills rather than to have them be a different, you know, something else that exists in the world that, you know, we're not, you know, it's not on our level if we act against a group or, you know, something like that.
It's hard to act against a group of people if it's, especially if it has, it's a large.
And that's the big difference I'd stated is characters don't have influence, only groups have influence.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I like the whole. That's something I really.
Well, yeah, I put it down because that's kind of was my first inclination to go with this, and I was, you know, awaiting comments on improvements, areas that didn't make much sense, etc. And there just, you know, honestly, there just wasn't a lot of talk on it.
I kind of like Jameis and I. I kind of like the roles, and that's why I just asked a couple of questions that were clarifications, such as, can you have, since they're an organization, do they need to have the pyramid, or is it fine if I have 2 threes, a 2, and then 2 ones to start with? Which I will admit, I did create an organization.
Yes. I mean, we're
we know you guys are doing stuff behind our back.
Actually, this is a minor organization.
We know you have as well, Nick. So
I've done nothing of the kind. Actually,
you're planning on killing us all.
No, I'm not. Firm denial. That's what I go with. So yeah.
Well, add that to your list of mental problems.
But yeah, I'll go ahead and put down, especially in the board, that the base rules as is, as you have listed there, something I would be interested in doing. And if we could, next session, create the Underground Railroad. You know, get a consensus on what we're going to do and create the Underground Railroad in 2 weeks.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay. I mean, you guys would have already been laying the footwork for it in the last month, and it will gel in the next session. That's fine. Go ahead, Marcus.
Question, Bert. If you are actually like the head of the group or a very important person in the group, will you have, with the aspect and everything, will you have more influence? Like if I say, I'm building up these points, I'm giving you, because I've been working with this organization, I'm building up these points to improve the organization. Will the player have more influence than, say, if they create an organization, do nothing but help it out and get points, you have perfect control. Whereas if they're, say, they're the president, they have more control of where those points get spent.
You have more control, yes. You do not, however, have perfect control because it's not yours. I mean, you may be the head of it, but that doesn't mean someone's not already planning a coup. So yes, you will have more say in how things are spent, and especially since if you're taking that much of a lead in the group's future, you're actually going to be expending a lot of your own points and time in it. So of course you can dictate where those go, but no, you will never have 100% control of a group.
Another question. This is just a quick one. Will the group's beginning points themselves outside of, say, we're doing stuff, throwing
Oh, yes, they will. Kind of what I've worked out just as a fast and loose thing is anytime that I have a group figure in any type of module, or if you guys tap the use of the group, they're getting experience just like you are for that session. If I've got things going on in the background that for whatever reason you don't follow the thread or you don't bump into them working their special magic, they're still gaining experience. You just may not know about it.
Okay, I'm hoping my group gains their special magic.
And I don't know, I can't remember if we cleared it up or not, but spending extra fate points on the group.
Yeah, I think, hold on, what did I put down for that?
I think you said you had to make a skill roll, and then for every two successes, you could spend a chip.
Yeah, because it basically you're spending your own personal time to at the benefit of the group. So I mean, you're making a successful skill check. You can add your fate points in. Each two successes over the difficulty will allow you to grant one fate chip to the group. There you go. So it's showing that your character is actually doing something on behalf of the group.
Spend a point on this organization, as in one point of a refresh. You say in the upkeep that amount of refresh, i.e. the size of the group, is spent automatically at the beginning of each session.
That's I think that's one of Jesse's inputs. Jesse, is that, am I wrong in saying that was you?
Oh yeah, that's Darius.
No, I was suggesting the upkeep.
We can toss that around. I'm not so keen on the upkeep, simply because once again the group isn't yours. You may have membership in said group, but I don't want people to have to be spending chips on something that they really don't have control over.
Yeah. And if it doesn't come up, then you've pretty much down fate points forever.
And I agree, because I would be very interested in seeing some of the groups that some people create become monsters. not literally monsters, but very different from what our...
I think spending a refresh on the formation or buying in a stake of the group makes sense. I don't think on anything after it's been formed.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because think about it, if you're taking an aspect to make yourself part of the group in some way or shape or form, you have to tap an aspect with a refresh point to use it. So you are going to be spending refresh on the behalf of this group one way or the other.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, if for the formation, if it's just one of your fate points during your downtime, so to speak. Or is it you have to spend a refresh, this organization is now formed, even though you
have... was saying it's like as if we said we have suddenly have an item on hand that we don't already. And that just as a session fate point that gets refreshed.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. It's his fate point, not a permanent refresh.
No, it's not permanent refresh. None of this takes over permanent. It basically gives you a place to dump some of your excess fate chips as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, it shows that you're actually taking time to nurture this group by spending your own resources.
Okay. Any other comments, or can we actually move on to what the heck has been going on?
And this is something that I had been meaning to get with y'all and discuss separately or on the show up on the boards, really. But unfortunately, I have been rather busy in the past month. So I have Tesla's body. He's in cold storage.
I cannot honestly say that I'm shocked about that.
No, I'm not.
I thought we hadn't decided what to do with it, had we?
Well,
we'd rescued it from gorillas and...
No, I spirited it away. And, yeah,
he had arm protection.
Yeah. It's in an undisclosed location currently. What I was thinking about doing with it, and once again, I'm sorry not discussing this previously, but I was thinking about going up to evil rat, evil von Hundegaard, and telling him we have the body and that, you know, we want a meeting with Radke or something like that, and then, you know, going from there.
I think you'd be shooting yourself in the foot with my character returning right now.
Well, I mean, let's discuss the same character. Yeah. So, I mean...
Oh, so sure, we gather around that famous D's Bistro?
We're at famous D's Bistro.
Hey, I've got the stolen body of Nikola Tesla. Yep. I would sell it to the bad guy.
All right, Nick. So Nick's called for a scene, and so the setting is going to be famous D's.
Mm-hmm.
In probably the back room where no one can hear us.
Yeah,
the chef's table.
Yep. All right. So, y'all, no one else seemed to be paying attention to this, so I decided to spirit away the body.
I'm sorry, let me interrupt for just a second. As each one of you start interjecting in this, if you can just... I've had a couple of people say that they have a hard time following the person's voice and character. So, Nick, if you can just introduce your character to say who you're playing as you're starting there.
I am, my name is Nick, also known as Logos, and I'm playing Raymond Marlowe. He's a Caucasian male in his 30s, blue eyes, black hair, and he's pretty much average. And he's always just a little sad. So, I stole more. I didn't steal. I spirited away Tesla's body because, well, you know, gorillas. And the fact that Tesla was probably working on some kind of revolutionary new energy system that could also be weaponized and destroy the world. So I'd like to try to use this to see if we can... draw out our enemies and get the drop on them for once.
Daniel Bishop. This is Marcus playing Daniel Bishop. I'm not going to give the description. You can go back to the other earlier episodes. I don't even have what I wrote as my description.
Smarmy.
Yeah, that's what we came to.
Hey, he has a striking... He has that striking look.
Of a used car
salesman. We aren't, when we try to lure our enemies, we're not going to use the real body and risk losing that, correct? We're going to...
Well, you can't have games have without this. Risk.
And how often has this turned badly for us? When we try to take some big risks?
Well, we've never tried anything like getting the drop on the bad guys, so it's never turned bad out. For us, so sometimes we've been kind of reacting here. We need to take command of the situation and get them to react to us. I'm sure, as you've been studying, you know.
Yes, I will agree. We need to take it to them, and we need to select the battlefield, because honestly, if we don't, we're just going to have the equivalent of what happened at the funeral, where we're outgunned, outpositioned.
We will be anyways.
Yes, but
they're smarter than us.
If we select the battlefield, we know the battlefield and we can take advantage of it.
Yeah. Well, I think we should automatically assume going into this that we are going to be outmaneuvered, outgunned, and we're going to have to, we need to have several contingency plans, but, I mean...
And contingency plans for the contingency plans.
No, that's just ridiculous.
I'm firmly against this. And,
I have to agree. I am somewhat against this, but unless we can come up with a good, solid plan, simply because I think that, as you said, we will be outgunned, out-tricked, out-foxed. And I would rather not have taken the risk and gained nothing than taking the risk and at least gain something, even though we lost it.
We're also taking something which they obviously dearly want, and which we had a quite hard-pressed fight, I will remind you, to hang on to. And not only is it a very valuable item, it is the remains of a very honored individual who we should each be blessed with the fact that we knew him for such a time. don't think we have any reason to dishonor his memory or allow others to desecrate his body.
Okay. Here's a good reason. We have several sociopathic killers out there that are currently ripping our city apart. And we have absolutely no leads on what to do about them, on where they are, what they're doing.
And we are also a known agent of a group which is opposing them. I think it will be seen as one of the most foolish blunders that there is, like prostrating yourself naked before their gates and saying, "Here I am, take everything I own and shoot me while you're at it."
I stare off into the distance with this image in my mind and a bottle of alcohol added to his one hand.
If you were some stranger who was only just entering the scene, then perhaps it might work better.
Okay, here's what we offer. We say we are in this scenario. We have, and very realistically, we try to use this as a peace offering or a surrender offering, and the fact that we can, you know, be useful to this group and et cetera, et cetera. Or, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I thought it was better to, I thought it was better to secure the body and then worry about things later on. I was interested in to get your gentleman's feedback because I'm trying to, you know.
I shake my head and go, they won't accept peace offering or surrender. That's not in our character. We've proven time and time again to be of the types who are stubborn and going to go after them and continue going after them.
I think surrender's in everyone's character.
No, it's not.
I will say this, that just in the very act of gaining or making sure that the body of Nicholas was not absconded with, you went into a blind fury and showed yourself to be stirred into quite a rage over the idea.
Yeah, and no one survived that particular incident besides you guys.
Do you think people won't be talking about it?
Well, the only people who saw that was you.
We weren't the people who cleaned up the bodies.
Right. Well, I mean, the fact that the monkey died because of multiple stabs in the face.
It was a pulp on the floor.
I think that's immaterial to us seeking to gain advantage through deceit and subterfuge. Now,
I'm sorry, we are secure. This room is secure, are we not?
I need to stop you for one second. I look, Bert,
yep.
Have we discovered anything about the one monk gorilla that survived at this point?
Yes. Watson and Crick have been able to run analysis at this point, and it is a gorilla whose DNA has been altered with human DNA, but its base cells are gorilla.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just wish to turn to Jeff and, whoever it is who's probably scouted this place out and make sure that this place is secure. So, as I said,
it's a cut scene of the mausoleum where there's a janitor down there with a mop and a bucket, looks at the mess and yells back up, "I need a bigger bucket."
I'm sorry, what is this secure?
We're in the back of Darius's right now at the chef's table. I just want to make sure that someone's actually taking the time at some point to.
I look to Gavin. What do you think of all this?
I'll have actually looked at the chef first.
Well, the security would have looked at the chef first.
Hey, chef. You sweep your place for bugs?
The place is clean. Don't worry about it.
Well, I wasn't actually worried about the grease. I was more worried about hearing devices.
Say what now?
I wasn't actually worried about cockroaches. I was worried about hearing devices.
Yeah, the place is clean. Don't worry about it.
I look to Gavin again. Gavin, would you please take a quick look?
This is Jameis playing Gavin Marshall.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot to say.
How would you like me to look? I just peer around visually, looking around the room.
Just, hey, Jesse,
as an investigator, you know that short of taking the place apart is...
Hey, Jesse, describe Famous D's restaurant for us.
All right. Let's see. Well, I guess a month ago it was pretty run down, but now that things have picked up, it's a lot cleaner. Definitely, there's a front section with a lot of nice round tables, and the kitchen is sort of in the center of the building, and then you guys are sort of in the back. Where all the food is stored and stuff like that. There's a nice room that you guys can hang out in. There's just a small window in the room you guys are in, a big table, bunch of food all around you guys on shelves. It's a back storage room. I mean, I don't think there would be a lot of bugs in there, cockroaches or otherwise.
How long has this been since the funeral?
Since the funeral, it's been 1 month. This will be the last day of the fourth. Yeah.
In that case, I'm going to throw in a fate point to say that I am probably also, Nick, have been through this room and made it proof against bugs and stuff and installed anti-countermeasures, yada, yada, yada.
Sure. That's a good spin for that. Go ahead and give me a burglary roll along with that as well, though.
Do you want to support me here, Nick?
Sure.
I'll support you all as well.
And suddenly everybody scatters around the room. Now this roll is for earlier on. Go ahead.
I help not at all. I rolled a zero.
I had a six.
So it's a plus two?
Yes.
Just two plus one from that, a nine.
Okay. You're positively convinced that you're positively convinced other than some old grease and the fact that Chef D here apparently drops food on the ground and serves it anyway occasionally. clean.
Hey, it's clean. It's clean. It's all right.
It's a 30-second rule.
Yeah. Hey, if you won't eat it, I will. So.
Well, I mean, we don't have to solidify a plan right now, but...
I'm just not sure what you're trying to get out of using the body in that way.
I would like to point out, first of all, you, pointing at Mr. Bishop, are known to have worked or be in close association with members of the British government, or at least their spy network, secret service or otherwise.
Their spy network, you should use quotation marks. Because anyone who issues a card out to their spy network, they get quotation marks around spy.
You are a private detective and known man of Tesla who has been involved in many cases in the name that is down on the form. As is... Mr. Marshall here, who I am sure has various qualities that one day he may divulge to us. I don't think any of us are very inconspicuous or that our alignments could be in any question.
Right. And people never turn traitor? People never...
And our natures have been proven time and again by deeds and actions. So
so they don't know me. Because I'm a martyr.
Now, Jameis has somewhat forgotten about, didn't we have a meeting with one of the main important people involved with the Ace and the Hole gang a while ago that which we agreed to not get in their way?
No. What?
No. Yeah,
you had a meeting and they asked you to agree to such thing, but no one actually agreed to such thing.
Right, yeah. So I can't remember what exactly we said or anything. So.
And to be frank with you, I mean...
I can't actually remember who was in there. I think it was Drina, myself, and Marcus. doing with some bishop.
Yeah, yeah. Bishop was there because that was his big scene with Harris.
Yes, yeah. Where I was kidnapped the second time.
Yes. So, you know, and to be honest with you...
No, that was the first time.
So difficult to keep track.
You just seem to do it as a hobby.
So you're about June now.
I've only been kidnapped twice.
Okay.
Hey, I have an aspect kidnapped one too many times.
Basically, this is Nick again. What I'm trying to do is to get... They're going to send some people out for this. I mean, I would like to set down some preconditions, maybe that they give us... that certain people are giving up, that we have some negotiations on whether or not, I mean, see what we could get for the body. I mean, if we could get that Metapol becomes a free city and we get Constantine turned over to us, or, you know, or learn something about Rathke, I mean, it might be worth the price.
And do you think they will actually give us what you asked for without expecting payment first? And how, in that case, would you stop them getting payment if it wasn't otherwise?
Well, we would. That's one of the things why we, you know, I informed Joe was because, you know, this is whether or not we should do this is, I think, shouldn't just be up to me. Even though I have the body.
I get the feeling that if he disagreed, you'd probably send it off anyway with a little card.
No, absolutely not. If y'all, if the group comes down and says that we don't want to do this, then this won't happen. I would like to have this open for discussion for a little bit before we decide. No. I think that we could... We might be able to turn the tables on our foes. But then again, you know, we might not. And maybe giving over Tesla is just too big of a risk. If it is, then so be it. But they're going to try again. And, I mean, be honest with you, they're better than we are.
I'm not a medical man. Read several journals before now, but how long can
master of the brain?
Perhaps we should not. Perhaps we should allow the body to decay and break down until it's no longer useful. That way it's never going to be sought after again.
Well, we could do that. I mean, honestly, I think we should at least freeze Tesla's brain for science. I mean... The man was...
He's a dead man. He deserves his rest. He's a person who did much to help others and help the progression of human civilization.
And there's no more. All that's left is his meat.
It's his remains.
Before an argument continues here, we will get back to this.
Yes.
Before an argument will continue here, since I... How about we discuss what something we've been... You know, we agreed to do way beforehand with the election. I've been doing a little bit of research on people, and Barnum's been trying to gain popularity, has been gaining popularity with the people, but currently in the people who matter and can vote, they seem to be supporting Sonier, and we still need to deal with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, of course... Something that we need to deal with, but I think if we kill Rathke, or Constantine, or
I doubt any of them would show up. They would just simply use regular lackeys.
Yes, well, I mean, I think this is actually a prize that we can force something out of, but I think
we probably can get something out of it. As long as we can trust you to not hand the body over.
Oh, yeah. I'm a trustworthy guy.
How much are we paying you not to hand the body over again?
Nothing.
Exactly my point.
Right. So, I'm a trustworthy guy. You can trust me. This is a face that wouldn't go insane and stab a monkey in the face 50 times.
Oh, wait. Are you trying to make your point, or are you trying to strengthen or weaken your point?
Me? Oh, nothing. I'm just talking.
I have every confidence in all our associates.
Really?
No, that was sarcasm. Oh. I believe that was what you were implying, wasn't it?
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to drop in just some things you all know from just the local newspaper in the last month. The elections have come down to 3 front runners, and it's between these 3 that the final vote's going to be made. There were others that were elected, but these are the final 3. Barnum from Entertainment, Sonier, and Joshua are the 3 front runners.
I would have asked this, Bert, but what does, as I comment, what does Joshua think of Barnum? Would he be a good person that Joshua could back him and we would be fine? Or is he a bad person that we should get Joshua to be in charge?
Well, the whole reason that Joshua even put himself up as a prospect is because he didn't like the prospects of it being taken over by the other people that were being put up. Although between Sonier and Barnum, he'd rather have Barnum.
Oh, yeah. Part of what Syndergaard was doing when he was gathering information was also that he was gathering things that, I wouldn't say blackmail material, but things of interest which would help sway the tide of things. Any luck on that front?
Did he cut out for anyone else or just
sorry?
Me?
Hello?
Still here. No, I could hear.
Sorry, it may be because I've moved my mic and it's further away from my face.
No, you just cut out. I'm having a little bit of problems every once in a while. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of rumors on both Sonier and Barnum. Sonier being of the seedier side, it seems that he is he pushes agendas by the people who seem to be making the most donations to his guild. You know, in flat fact, he's accepting bribes to push other people's agendas. So he's really mm-hmm. a patsy. And that's the most distasteful thing people have. The rumor mill has been saying about Sonier. Now, there's no proof of any of it, although Josh had the possibility of getting actual proof, but that hasn't panned out yet.
Other than the proof we have.
Yeah. But that's even that isn't rock solid.
Oh, no. Is it? How is we could publish it?
And as far as Barnum, Barnum is the character, you know, Barnum and Bailey. He's very grandiose, very pompous. It makes a spectacle of everything. Joshua doesn't think he would be horrible. He just thinks he'd be ineffective.
Went to a Barnum show once. The egress was very interesting.
Yes, it was.
Well, not as bad as one of Marcus's.
Mm-hmm. So, also...
That's actually, you know...
Yeah.
It's in the character.
Yep.
It's an actual thing, as opposed to Marcus raving randomly about Never.
And Sonier also happens to be, once again, hearsay, because no one's come up with actual proof, firmly in the pocket of the French, and seeing as there's currently a war going on...
But whatever happened to Joshua's people in Morocco or wherever?
That's just it. No one knows yet.
The nature of the evidence we have so far is easily completely dismissible, or would it be something which could incite people?
It could. The problem is, who would it incite? Once again, dealing with the guilds, the common people have no real say in any of it. This is not a democracy, right?
Yes, but and the only thing the common people...
I'm sorry, the proof that you've put forward has already started an investigation on Tanya's activity. Now, you won't be privy to what comes up with that, but apparently it wasn't damaging it enough that it didn't keep him from being elected as one of the front runners.
Mm-hmm. We need to. The only thing public opinion will do is just influence a few few people. I mean, I probably can talk to the farmers outside who will put a little bit of pressure on the on their guild, the guilds that work with them, put a little bit of pressure that there. That's all the public people thing you can do is put a little pressure on a few people.
If we could actually get a solid link between Sonia and France, then I'm not sure if other guilds would be very...
do you want to go to Morocco?
Frankly, it is much better than being here arguing about what to do with the dead man.
It would take too long to get there and back again with whatever evidence we don't have.
Yes, that is true.
When's the election? Is like a week away or a month or a day away? Or
another month away. They just now finished the forerunner, so they've all got a month to solidify their bases before the vote comes out. And one thing I wanted to add, Marcus, is you do know, since these are the people you've been hanging out with, the Herders and Growers Guild, they actually pay a very good attention and go for the benefit of the people that they service. So they're one guild that strongly listens to public opinion. And they are, you know, one-fifth of the vote, so...
Hey, I'm hoping that they're going for Joshua, as I've hopefully been spreading the word of Joshua.
So basically, we have one-fifth that's probably going to vote for Joshua, then another fifth that's in Dare's pocket because it's Dare's group, then Sonier, Barnum, and who's the fifth? The Mummers?
There's only three front runners right now, just the three, Barnum, Sonier, and Joshua.
Right, so Barnum's going to lock up the Mummers. Sonier's going to lock up Finance, I believe it was. And then that leaves Energy up for grabs.
Which we don't want someone getting in control of Energy to give the potential to Sonier. Whatever happened with that, Bert, since it's probably been long enough?
Actually, it hasn't. They're going to get a vote as a whole, but they don't have a head right now, nor will they until after this is settled. Right now, Joshua is basically, what would you call it? A regent, or he still has to abide by what the committee says. He doesn't have the power that Tesla had, but he's essentially the head of two guilds right now. He just has less power in the one.
Whatever happened with the evil Hunter Guard?
You don't know. the last thing that happened for you guys is that his brother got sent a letter asking for support from your Hunter Guard. And you, I do believe, sent back a message bribing him for in exchange for your support.
Your
brother
me.
Has to give extortion. Okay, fine. Extortion. Your brother has to give up access to family records, which I don't know if you got the message or not, but he did agree to that.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Okay. So it's whether or not you wrote a letter in his support or not.
No. Following the trip, I would show the letter to both there and the rest of the group to understand that, to make sure everyone understands why it is I'm about to do this. And then, yes, send off a letter of support.
Okay. Then you will get a polite, generic invitation to a reception later this month for he's been accepted as an initiate into the guild.
Oh, good.
Now, I did
you get?
Your,
please tell me you made sure to get your reward first.
I have it written down in Copium.
Yes, yeah. He provided you with basically his signet ring on a wax seal with a letter stating that you have full access to the hereditary libraries and tombs, etc.
That can easily be denied.
How you loathe the fact that it's your brother who holds the family seal.
So close to just waiting for someone to say something along the lines of that tomb robber aspect of yours is not going to go wrong anyway.
And for the record, it's engineering and science or power, travel and transportation, or just travel, entertainment and education, which is Bumps. Barnum. Order of Trades and Crafts, which is Saunier. And Growers and Herders, which is Gregor. Trades and
Crafts. Yeah. So, really, if we can turn Barnum, we win.
Actually, would that be enough? Would the votes that Barnum would receive be enough to put Dare in the lead? I thought they were both trailing out behind quite a way compared to it.
Hey, man on the street. Wake up.
Yeah, he's just typing something at the moment. Give him a chance. Yep,
sorry, I was answering.
Yeah, no, I was saying something to the man on the street.
Yeah. I'm looking to Bert just for the answer.
I'm sorry, I was typing. What was the question?
Oh.
Would the accumulated votes which both Barnum and Dare receive be enough to put Dare into the lead?
You have no idea, because none of you are guild members. You have no idea what it stands at right now.
But Bird, I've been hanging out with all those people.
Which aren't guilders, so it does you no good.
Actually, no, Bert. One of the things I made sure I mentioned way early on was the fact that I was going to be hanging out with the people who had the vote through various people.
Right,
through
right.
Joshua,
but you don't have nearly enough pull to get through any of the guilders other than the ones like the Growers and Herders I'll give you, because you have been spending time with them. I'll even perchance give you some in entertainment, but there's no way you could know what the slant is right now. You just don't have that kind of pull.
Well, presumably Deer would know, and he's been talking to us because we're on
him. Yeah, actually, Deer doesn't know, because he is going to be one of the persons elected, so he's not in the loop as to how it's going.
What about the police?
Definitely not in the loop, no.
Why would they know? They just do the jobs. They're not important.
Yeah, white. The white guy.
Mr. White.
What about White, the doc guy?
Yeah, he seems to be an information gatherer.
He's traveling. He's also travel.
Yeah, he's in travel, and they've got it sewn up for Joshua on that side. They love him.
But he's one of the guys who does a lot of dealing. And
yeah, we basically saved him from an information deal.
Yes,
gone.
Yes. Bye. Once again, though, he doesn't have that kind of pull. The people that are going to be making these votes are way outside of his social circles.
Okay, so
and nothing from the aristocracy side of things.
Oh, there's a lot of talk, and actually, that is true. Seeing as you have been playing buddy buddy with your brother here lately. You maybe have been invited to more of these parties. If you want to give me a social role, we can see
which
how
set
well
of social
you
skills.
Did.
I pretty much have all of them nowadays.
Can you invite your the contact man as a guest and be spreading his venereal diseases around?
I do not have any diseases. They were cured. Okay, they were cured.
Yeah, a good dose of mercury fixes that. That's what the Lord gave.
No, I dealt with Watson and Crick. They
gave good
me
dose of mercury.
Better medicine.
Mercury pills. Rapport.
If you actually did want to have invited your good detective buddy along, he can give you a helping role with that.
Whoa, not...
No. He's talking about me.
Yeah. I don't belong there, man.
Oh, yes.
He's talking about the guy who's contact who literally makes friends with everyone and has the ability rapport versus impressions.
Fine.
Am I supporting him?
Sit there in the corner and go.
I'm very worried that he'll jeopardize my opportunities, but no, actually,
I'd be worried about that too.
Am I supporting you?
You are supporting. You are supporting. Yes.
I will throw in my first.
Am I rolling rapport?
Yeah, well, if that's the way you want to go about it, so you're with rapport. That tells me that you're kind of mingling the crowd, glad handing about.
I'll be using my empathy, if I may.
Okay, that's fine. So yes, you can help his empathy. You can support. So. Yes, you can support his empathy with your rapport. That is fine.
I'll be on a 5 right now.
Okay, that because of first impressions makes me a straight 5. So that's a +2 to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that'll be a 7. Do I need more? I think that should be good, shouldn't it? Screw it. I'll bump it up to a 9. Oh, on ostracized aristocrat.
All right. Well, you're playing up the aristocrat part of that. Ostracized or not. That's fine.
Not these. Yes.
I'm just going to check. I don't suppose my specialization of tell me about your problems would come in at all.
Yes, actually, I'll allow that as you're going around, you know. Like, so about this election.
Yeah, that'll be a 10.
Oh, let me tell you about this election.
That would be an 11. A specialization gives you plus 2.
It does? I thought it was plus 1.
Nope. Plus 2.
Plus 2. Yeah.
Oh, 11 it is.
Solid. Okay. I'm going to retcon just a little bit. And your brother's invitation to his party of being accepted in the guild actually happened last week. Okay.
I had plans for that party. could we push that back? Because
oh god, this is
okay,
the one you
sure,
were going to blow
up. This will be the invitation different... he got to get a hold of the contracts for his family's holdings to be to have access to it. So yeah, he did it in public face, mostly so that he could get pictures of you and him shaking hands and you know, looking chummy together.
I'll make sure to not get any of it.
Metapole now.
Well, John wouldn't have spent all those chips to just get the contact of the party. He would have wanted to do it during the party for the information.
Yeah, you're welcome to take back what you want for chips. Just tell me what you wanted that final number to be.
I spent one chip and I wanted it. So I'll keep on spending that.
You're
one
at 11.
Yeah.
You want to stay with the 11? All right. Well, lucky for you, your brother actually had invited many of the head dignitaries from the different parts of the guild, the structure, right? And apparently the elections were the hot topic of the hour. And with Mr. Bishop winding his way through the crowd, catching bits of conversation here and there, and reporting back to you, and you're able to go back to the source, as it were, and you did tell me about your problems, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So you're hanging out.
To gossip.
You insert yourselves into various conversations where people are having an argument about who to vote for. And apparently there are some high feelings about it with this war pretty much not just threatening. I mean, the first volleys of it have already happened. If you're keeping track of the newspaper with Ferdinand's death, that pretty much put seal to it, and people are mobilizing. They've had some skirmishes. At any rate, a good many people want Saunier because of his suspected and some outright French ties, and they're thinking, well, this would be a good time to solidify power with the French, because if England loses power or loses control of Metapole, we're going to need another benefactor. We're going to need another protector, and the French look strong. Other people are opposed to this, who are strongly on the side of the crown, saying, you know, there's no way that the crown will falter in this one. We'll remain strong, and we need the crown's protection and the growth of Metapole. So there's quite a bit of schism over it right now, but mostly it's over whether or not it's like anyone but Saunier or Saunier. There's no strong feelings for Dare or Barnum. But there is a very strong schism between those who want Saunier and those who want but Saunier.
Okay. Can I just get a quick update on something? Because I've lost track of this is the actual World War One. Who's on which side of the fight within the upcoming war? Is it like France versus everyone? Germany versus France versus England? England and Germany versus France? What?
I think so far it's France and Germany versus England.
Right.
Most likely.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it seems to be shaping up?
That's what's shaping up, although it's still like in the early...
Although it's 3R Germany and France versus England.
Right.
Well, yeah, and we all know what's going to happen there.
The real Germany.
Yeah, the Germans are going to get their troops in the French cities and let the French army engage the British, and then all of a sudden...
I'm actually going to during this thing and the conversations that we're worming our ways into, I'm going to drop subtle reminders of basically the position France is in when it comes to Germany and the threatened borders and the rattling of sabers. Not really outright saying I support this and this. I more along the lines of, but I guess France might be a strong backer, but there is a bit of a concern when it comes to their ability to maintain their borders as it is already. Do you think they'll be a firm backing choice for it?
All right, so you're kind of planting the seeds of doubt there as yes. well. With yeah, a goal of 11. Okay. Let me make a little note to myself here.
I could throw in more if you want.
No.
This is pretty much all my character can actually do. So
I'm happy. I'm hoping my name get, because I'm at a party with the bigwigs. I may, you know, I'm a very good party goer. I'm known within the community. I may be able to actually get invited to other parties. Right, Bert?
Yes. You spent your time ingratiating yourself and getting invitations to other small soirees over the next month.
Yep, where I can hopefully shape some politics. And if I have to spend a chip, I will. To make sure that happens.
The combined role was good enough that we'll okay. say that... And you've been okay. kind of working on the high society thing as well. I'm taking your number one best suit.
And Kane.
And Kane, yes.
So, okay. But the question is Barnum and Dares enough to beat Sonya? Or do we need to take...
It's close.
Okay.
There's enough of a schism because no one's talking, you know, everyone was talking hypothetically like, well, if the vote were today, I would go this way or that way. There's a lot of discontent over it. And there's also some people with that 11 role that openly, just blatantly admit to accepting bribes from France or from Germany to vote for Sonya.
God, I don't want to open that door.
Hey, Bert, does that go against any rules?
Yes, it does.
But
yeah, prove it.
Yeah, and if no one cares, then that's very nice. It's yeah. good.
That wasn't a bribe, good man. He simply bought 5,000 crates of my finest tea. Yes.
Well, all of this is being written down in the Book of Secrets with all the other little dirty secrets I've been picking up.
We go by the French Embassy and get their book again about all the wrong dealings.
Oh, not again.
Well, here's the questions. Here's the following questions we need to ask ourselves. Do we believe Sonya is going to make it to the election? Personally, yes. I think that Sonya is going to be shoved aside for Tobias when 3R puts France in their place.
Oh, yes.
I think following what we saw, following what the events at the funeral, I don't think they're putting him that high. They're putting a lot of effort into Sonya already. Why would they?
Because, okay. 3R is not France. 3R is a separate organization started by Franklin Rathke using Heinrich Himmler, pulling Heinrich Himmler from a psychological ward and using him as a foundation in which to grow this 3R organization whose ultimate goals are probably Franklin Rathke's. And Rathke has... 3R is going to subsume France. France is not going to be an independent power for long.
That's the most coherent explanation of what's going on I've heard so far. I completely didn't get that picture.
We all stand up and applaud you as you seem to explain the entire plot.
So the question is, is acting against Sonya even worth it, given that Tobias is going to be the man in charge?
Can we take that risk?
It depends on... Can we use the fact that he's going to be replaced to get Sonya to change his plans? Yeah,
that was also... So, okay. Here's what I propose. First, I propose we shore up...
Fake evidence, but if there's actual evidence there, then...
Yeah, well, no. Actually, what I propose is first we... let's take down Barnum, one way or the other. And then, second, we'll either see if Tobias... then we'll deal with Sonya. Does that sound good to everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when we take down Barnum, we want to make sure they go the right way, not the Sonier way.
The first thing to find out about that is why Barnum is running. Is he running because he just wants to run and things right. Or is he running because he has some agenda that he's trying to fulfill?
Right. Well, yeah, let's have done some background research on Barnum and see if we can get something more than the man on the street. He's grandiose. Because if we can find out, you know, if we can find out his weak points, such as vanity or ego or something of that nature, and then use those as a lever to maneuver him into our position, that's...
And it's possible, there's a number of reasons. One reason he could be running because he doesn't want Sonya to win either, and he doesn't trust Deer to get the vote.
Yeah. Or he could be just a grandiose jackass.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's another option entirely.
This is an excuse to have a show.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know...
And it could be that he does seriously think he can do good for the city and really thinks he should be the next ruler. Head of the guild or number one or whatever the phrase is.
Exactly.
Number one among equals.
But we don't know...
What the Tesla's position is called. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. The Principate.
First among equals?
Yeah, let's do some research and find out.
Head of the council, whatever it was.
Yeah. And whatever happened with all those warehouse break-ins?
They probably continued.
Also, have any of you ever looked into Tesla's apprentice? See if you found anything about her. I've been looking into that also, besides all this other stuff, and haven't found anything.
She's clearly been kidnapped by...
We know who she was kidnapped
by. Guys. I'm getting a phone call here from Mrs. Blair, looking to talk to Mr. Bishop or Mr. Marshall.
What did you do this time, Mr. Bishop?
Hey, she's
beat
also
up another French guy?
No, I was... Those charges were dropped. Okay, I'll go answer the phone. I go and answer the phone.
Okay. To answer your question there, Marcus, this week, and your your group has been working on that.
Okay. I also make sure to slyly mention, you know, just happened to have a form that I was reading of mentioning that I'm running for the advisory board and you should vote for me.
Absolutely not.
What advisory board?
The citizens don't have really any real say in Metapole city politics, but they do have an advisory board, which is basically it's five members that come from different classes of the Metapole society. And when the guilds want to know, you know, what the common people or the citizenry of Metapole have feelings on a policy one way or the other, they poll the advisory board.
And then ignore them and do what they want.
Some, well, not always. It just depends on who's asking. Some guilds are very much tied to the people that they sell to or, you know, get products from. So they're more inclined to listen. Really depends on who's asking. Okay, so, yes, Miss Blair's on the phone. It's like, who is this? Gavin?
Bishop.
Bishop. I got a call in from the guilds. Looks like we got another case for you if you've got the time.
Okay.
They sent a packet over to the precinct if you want to come down here. I can't tell you a lot about it. It's sealed. And you hear thumping around with some packages in the background. Not to be opened except for... well, it's I got a list of people here. You and Mr. Bishop. Or excuse me. Gavin, Mr. Bishop. A few other names on this list, but...
I list the other people that are here on the list?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, not probably, maybe, I don't know, would Tenacious D be on the list?
I need to.
Chef D, no, he is not. I don't.
Did we ever figure out an actual investigator? Or?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I don't remember if I.
We were making him an official investigator because he was useful for the area. We said, hey, let's put you on here. We'll give you a recommendation to be part of the guild investigator.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was wondering if that had happened, and if so, then yes, he has his permit.
I'd sort of rather be a silent member.
If you can't be too silent, otherwise you won't be allowed onto various scenes and stuff, and you'll be just sitting there in the background not doing much.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, that's good.
You have your card.
We claim that he's an advisor.
Most of the time, if you are one of the guild investigators, you're supposed to keep it your job private. And most people do not know it.
Yep. These guys have been in the public papers, some of them more often than others, although Gavin has stayed out of the papers very well, and so has Mr. Marlowe. The rest of them have been plastered everywhere. But so, hey, yeah, you can keep your anonymity. Because you really aren't supposed to flaunt the fact that you are a guild investigator.
I don't flaunt it. I'm just a
It's terrible cough that you have, Mr. Marlowe.
Yeah, it's horrible. I'm gonna go see. Do you happen to
we're just finishing up a conversation dealing with some business, so I'll get a hold of them and will be by the station hopefully not too long of a time.
All right, sure. Hey, do me a favor. Bring some coffee. The machine broke down.
Okay.
You're at D's, right? He's got some of the best coffee in town. Bring a pot.
Okay. Chef D, I cover the kind of one end of the receiver. Hey, D, Chef D, we get a cup of coffee, a pot, please. Apparently the machine broke down and you have good stuff.
And I flushed the toilet. Damn it. I'm going to have to make a new one. Yeah, start all over.
I hang up. And I make sure to thank myself for not being a coffee drinker. And I go to the group and blah. So we need to wrap this up and head over there. We've got business.
Yeah, we'll discuss this on another place.
And another time.
Note to self.
Shall we do a quick vote on whether we'll go along, at least consider going along with Marlowe's actions, Marlowe's idea plan?
I've stated my opinion many times already on that.
Okay.
All four going along, at least looking into the possibility of the plan? Raise your hand. I raise my hand.
I raise my hand.
I look to the chef and I look to Gavin.
What are we raising our hands for? We're going to go investigate something?
No, Barnum.
Barnum, I thought this was on the body.
I was talking about the body.
Oh, I was trying to obscure that fact. Never mind.
Yes.
You guys can just
put my hand
in and out. Like,
all opposed?
Cooking and whatnot. So.
Okay, so we'll do nothing with it because a majority doesn't agree, and then we'll discuss.
Except make sure that they don't get lost.
Yeah. Well, his body is in an undisclosed location that's safe.
You guys can store it in my freezer.
No.
No.
I think the better course of action in my vote is for to allow it to decompose to the point where it's no longer of any use to anybody.
Unfortunately, you're not going to get a majority for that, so body frozen. We'll deal with this later.
Okay, we'll deal with this later. Let's go. I don't know how you guys arrived here, but I do have my car.
A lift would be appreciated.
Yeah, I would like
it. Okay.
Thank you.
I've got my bike.
I'll go with the car.
I don't see you getting on the back of the bike.
Yeah, I was considering whether or not to take public transport, so to make it a little bit harder for me to be assassinated, but...
Okay, good luck. I look at Gavin. Good luck. If when you get there, we'll wait for you.
Oh, right. So drive off to see who gets there first. Okay.
I make sure that we have the pot of coffee and that the pot is not going to slosh around. That it's covered on top.
Sure. How you give you canisters.
Yeah, some type of canister or something, and I say, let's go! And I drive off.
The happy-tasting coffee that's mead-flavored.
Apparently it's the best in town. Which says something about this city.
Or about players' taste.
So if Chef D starts selling... memory enhancing or thought enhancing food and beverages, we know what happened to Tesla's body.
Wow. That's horrific, and you're a horrible person.
Like, it's much worse than what you were going to come up with.
Look, I'm going to sell the body to the bad guys for personal advancement. I don't see how that's a bad thing.
Oh, God.
Oh. He just didn't.
Why do I hang out with you again?
I look at you and I go, well, I don't know about them, but it may be something to do with the badge you're carrying in your pocket.
One of these days I must burn the thing.
But it won't let you get to the.
Yeah, but no, I.
Do this job that we're doing now, that we're arriving.
We get to...
Hopefully.
Yeah, all right, so you all arrive in different ways at the precinct where Miss Blair meets you with a sealed package and gives you one of the conference rooms, one of them that doesn't have the recording devices in it.
Oh, old room one. How I know this room so well.
Wrong. And we'll just say you all managed to get there pretty close to the same amount of time.
Oh shoot, Gavin's not waiting for us, tapping his foot.
I'm not that bad of a driver.
I think he's better.
I'll do a street ride as well to see how well I am.
I wonder if Chef even
fits in the car. It's only a four.
Chef, are you riding with us?
Chef's got a huge van because he uses it to cater events.
This is true.
So we have two cars and a bicycle out front that are not. One of them, two of them are inconspicuous. The other is not.
Yeah. Shoot. I'm surprised yours doesn't say Daniel Bishop, vote for advisory board.
I forgot to put that on the bumper.
You haven't made your buttons yet? Come on.
No, I look at the back of my car and I'm happy for the bumper sticker.
All right, so you're given a conference room and a package that is sealed. Wax seal, it's got the guild stamp on it, which is a five-pointed affair, so it's not from any one particular guild.
I carefully open it.
And the gas comes out. No.
I get the gas back quickly.
All right. So inside are several of the black and white or sepia tone photographs, along with a couple of handwritten notes that are kind of attached to each photograph. First photograph you see is... of a young woman, maybe in her early 20s, if not late teens. And she's in a maid uniform, and she's slumped over what looks to be like a writing desk, the kind that's got the roll-down hutch on it. You see these wooden desks with the roll-down tops. And she's kind of splayed over it, and there is a knife sticking between her shoulder blades pinning her to the desk, and there's a note attached to the blade, you know, kind of pinned to her back.
What is the note?
The photograph has been taken in such a way that the note is very legible, and you can see also that the area has been kind of roped off, so that people weren't in the area itself. But the note just simply says, "Drop out."
Okay, this mace uniform, would it happen to be eerily familiar to, similar to the ones that Tobias had on his serving staff?
Oh, no, not at all. This is not nearly as revealing as the one that your brother makes your... I look in the background,
is this a place that we've been? other photos of location, like where this is?
The next photo, I'm just going to go through these real quick. The next photo is... a picture of like it's on a lawn. You can see some pavilions that are staked out, and there is a man laying on the green. There is another dagger in his back, a different type, also with the same note that says "Drop out now." This guy looks like he might have been a waiter or perhaps a manservant. And the third picture is of a very large hound dog. Well, probably not a hound dog, but, you know, like a very fine breed of dog that's hung by its neck. Right. It's hung by its neck off of a chandelier in a library, and attached to its collar is another note saying the same thing, "Drop out." And the attached information tells you where each of these pictures were shot at. And... Joshua Dare's house was the library. Joshua Dare's house was the pavilions outside. Saunier's was the dog in the library, and Barnum was the maid in the roll top desk. These all happened at the private residences. And there's the standard forms in there. You're being asked to look into this. The one odd thing about the packet is the fact that instead of normally when you take a guild assignment, it's a particular guild that is hiring you. The seal on this packet, though, is like the unifying symbol. It's a five pointed affair showing that it's all the guilds.
Bert, I'm sorry. It took me a little while to write all this down, but dog in library was who?
Saunier.
Maid was Barnum.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was got it. Okay, so these were all private houses?
Yes, it was their private estates.
Okay, and we have locations for all these estates.
Mm-hmm. The addresses have been jotted down.
Addresses for estates. And this was so this was a case for us.
Yes.
This wasn't just a note that someone said sent to us with
this is a case.
A Sylvan Pine card, perhaps.
And it looks like the guild committee as a whole are wanting to engage you.
Well, anyway, I guess it was only a matter of time before blood was shed in this matter.
What? I don't know about where you come from, Mr. German, but normally we don't hang dogs from libraries.
Can I just point out, that is the first thought which strikes me. Why are two of them murdered people and the third a hanged dog? No offense to canines around the world, fine animals that they are, but normally it is a much smaller affair when a dog is hung compared to when a woman is stabbed in the back.
Yeah,
depends on the significance of the dog to the person.
Does Huntergard have any kind of society-based skill, any kind of thing that...
I've got pretty much all the social skills now. And I've got my further ties with high society. I'm not sure if that would help.
Right, yeah, I'm looking for more of a... give me a roll on the academics role.
Mm-hmm.
Scholarship.
Give me a scholarship. Okay, role. This is going to be based on your, basically, the society you've come from.
This will be a four.
With a four. The dog is probably worth more than the other two human beings were. It is how your society would view it.
And not only that, it could be a derogatory note towards Sonier, noting that he's, you know, he's not a real person. He's just a dog.
Question for you, Bert. Mm-hmm. Names on the package, are they specifically like the group I've been hanging out with, or does it include a few names of people, you know, I met at one of the functions of the, basically, you know, one of the functions like
nope, that happened down past it's only guild investigators, so Drina's name will be on there, the doctor's name.
Okay,
will be
so on there. It is more than just our group of guild investigators. Yes. It's okay.
Everybody in the city, basically.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure it wasn't one of those ones where it's like specifically for us, and it's like, okay.
Okay. Well, yep. Miss Blair, since you've had the most contact with Miss Blair, and it was sent to her, she basically called the first people that she's dealt with the most. That's why you get the contacts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, so the maid was desk. The maid was the best.
So, oh, there's another name on there who you haven't come across before. Anton LaVey.
Oh.
It's one I haven't come across?
You haven't heard the name before, but it's on the list of guild investigators.
I make sure to write it down for myself.
Now, the notes say, in order, the maid says drop out now. The man says drop out, and the hound dog says drop out.
Correct? No, they all actually, I'm sorry if I misspoke that. They all say the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Drop out.
Okay.
So the waiter was outside, correct?
The waiter was outside. It looked like some kind of soiree on the green outside of Joshua's home.
Okay. We're going to need to talk with some of Mr. White's boys or that are working for Joshua.
They're not working for Joshua.
Or protection.
Yeah, they're not working for Joshua.
Oh, I forgot. Who did we hire as his leader?
Nope, y'all hired nobody.
No, who did he hire?
He hired nobody.
Who did you hire?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Eddie.
Some of my oldest.
Eddie, sons. That's who it was.
Yes, Eddie was one of my foremen.
Yeah, we'll need to talk to Eddie and see what he knows about this. Is there a date on these photos?
Yesterday.
All of them?
All three.
Okay. So, are the bodies in storage right now?
By the looks of the photographs, the area where has been cordoned off, you know, with mm-hmm. the police tape. And photos were taken, so you don't know what the condition of the scene is going to be like.
Right.
Other than what you're seeing on the...
Is there anything else in the package other than the photos, the num, and the locations?
Your standard contracts.
I make sure to sign.
I wish I had set this up under another name. not paranoid enough.
That could be an aspect.
Okay, well, Miss Blair, do you happen to have the bodies in storage? Do we have a coroner's report?
She is appreciating her coffee from Dee's, who she gives a very firm nod to as she's sucking down her cup of coffee. She seems less crabby now that she's gotten caffeine into her body. Says, that package is what I've been delivered. They didn't ask for any kind of police assistance or backup. And she kind of peers over your shoulder to look at the photographs herself and says, somebody came up with some police tape, though. Gonna have to check our inventories.
Okay, do we have a contact person for this?
She shrugs and smiles.
Do bodies
you're the generally... Guild, you're the guild flunkies, you tell me.
Okay, all of the residences, what district are they in?
Oh, different districts, but primarily in the top districts, 1, 2, and 3.
Wow, they're eastern.
It's not 1, 2, and 3, I don't know what districts they're going to be in.
No, I was expecting them all to be in the same one.
Nope. Because some of the districts are more rural than others. Joshua's, for instance, his manor house is pretty much in an area where there's more wood and grass than there is city. Song Years is in 3. Joshua's is in 2, and Barnum's is in 1.
Where is Song Years in
3?
Again?
Which is the closest district to a bad district.
Well, we may need to pause and or have someone else host the call.
Huh. I'm not getting any distorted voices.
I'll tell you what, let's take a break, if you don't mind. Use the restroom anyway. And then we'll, if whoever's hosting, if you hit pause, then let's pause out. Podcast was provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his great music can be found at incompetech.com. Our game's website, along with links to the show notes, public forums, and game information, can be found at obsidianportal.com. Do a search there for Steam, Steal, and Murder to find us. At the end of this podcast are promotional clips for other podcasts that I found to be inspirational, and I hope you will as well.
There. After 5 long years, my latest invention is complete. Surely it will revolutionize personal transportation for decades to come. Hey, who are you in here? Get away from there! You stupid simian sociopath! Don't touch that! Monkeys took my jetpack!
Monkeys took my jetpack at mtmjetpack.com.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least 2 episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Order, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.